WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. We are keeping an eye on power outages this morning as wind gusts have already been in excess of 50 miles an hour this morning. Only a few thousand are on the board, but be careful as you begin your drive to work or school. The winds are going to move you, not to mention the trash that will be littering many roadways. Typical New Jersey transit delays could get worse this morning with these winds. We're keeping a close watch for debris on the tracks or down wires. Meanwhile, with the Princeton Dinky Shuttle and the Atlantic City Rail Line still shut down, we may at least be getting closer to knowing when they might be running again. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with those details. Patrick?
Eric, NJT says it remains committed to reopening both the AC line and the Dinky sometime in the second quarter. And we now know that riders should know the exact dates sometime in March, in the next 3 weeks or so. For AC, as we reminded you last week, that's later than initially forecast when that line shut down last September. Another meeting with South Jersey commuters is set for Wednesday night in Cherry Hill. Meanwhile, no date has been given for the resumption of direct Raritan Valley Line service to New York. And today, the Gladstone branch remains suspended after a tree brought down wires last week. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thanks for the update. Rami Malek may have had a brief fall from the heights of his Best Actor Oscar victory for Bohemian Rhapsody, but he recovered in time to visit reporters. The actor was checked by medical personnel after he took a fall inside the auditorium just after winning. He appeared fine when he came backstage. Plenty of Jersey at the Oscars last night. Green Book won for Best Original Screenplay, written by Jersey guy Tony Vallelonga and played by Viggo Mortensen in the movie. Vallelonga passed away in 2013 at the age of 82. His son accepted the award on his behalf. And writers Charlie Watchell and David Rabinowitz, who grew up in East Brunswick, together shared honors with Spike Lee for the writing on Black Klansman. In addition to millions of dollars, people who hit major lotteries can win unwanted attention. But legislation in Trenton may let you keep it a secret.
A bill endorsed by the Senate Wagering Committee would give state lottery winners the option of remaining anonymous indefinitely. Eight states allow that already, at least for large jackpots, and Assemblyman John Berzicelli says it's appropriate.
People should be able to be private if they choose to be, if they're fortunate enough to win one of the big lottery prizes, for the reasons that I think are obvious to a lot of people.
6 years ago, state lawmakers voted unanimously to allow winners to remain anonymous for a year. Then Governor Chris Christie vetoed it, citing impacts on transparency, publicity, and ticket sales. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As part of an effort to combat New Jersey's growing opioid abuse epidemic, state officials are moving ahead with a plan to expand needle exchange program centers across the state.
The Jersey Health Department has announced services will be expanded at seven existing syringe access program locations, including Asbury Park and Trenton. Roseanne Scotty of the Jersey chapter of the Drug Policy Alliance says this is critically important because
the programs over the last 10 years have been successful in getting about 25% of the people who use their services into drug treatment.
We need to remember, says Scotty, people going into these centers are mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and they need help to make a positive change in their lives. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.